It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
And welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time, that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this program again and get all the important information from the show, including the web links that my guests talk about, contact information, and all that kind of stuff just by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And the link to the website and all that information will be posted later tonight. And you can also hear the podcast of this show as soon as 5 minutes after the program ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information about upcoming shows and to listen to previous shows and read the information from those programs, you can again go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And you can follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And if you follow me on Facebook, you'll get all the announcements of all the things that are coming up, shows coming up, and other news like my blogs in Huffington Post. You can get the links to those all on my Facebook page. Want to contact me? Send me an email to Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com. Go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald Revere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. Revere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This evening's program is also sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. And today is Sunday, July the 3rd. Happy 4th weekend, everyone. We're back live in beautiful, hot Austin, Texas with our Independence Day weekend special. And I hope that everybody is staying cool. And if you're outside barbecue, don't forget the sunscreen. This evening, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of the show, is with us to do the production engineering for this program, and he will be answering your calls if you call later with questions for my guests. So please feel free to give a call with your questions, and you can say hello to Art when you do. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing in Austin, Texas, and in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. and I work with adults of all ages, and I have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers, and for the past few years, I've also been evaluating veterans for PTSD, and most recently, my office has been in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And it's a great resource for veterans and for their families. And I'm sure this evening's guests will talk about Heroes Night Out a little bit more because both of them are veterans that are very involved in this resource center. And for information about the center, go to heroesnightout.org. All right, we have a special July 4th weekend show for you, as I mentioned. Joining us from Round Rock, Texas, Veteran First Sergeant Will Williams, who is a friend of this program. He's been on many times, and he's the winner of multiple awards for his service in the community, in addition to his multiple medals during his military service. And he is going to join us in a little while to talk about the July 4th parade and many of the community activities that he's involved with and how you can get involved in helping the community. And then veteran Bam Rubenstein will be calling in to talk about the Jewish War Veterans. And the Jewish War Veterans was established over 100 years ago, and Bam will be here to fill us in on its history as well as what's happening right here in the Austin Post of the JWV. And also, musician Shannon Ray will join us from California, and we'll be playing some of her original music from a new CD that she just released. And I'm going to talk about a topic that keeps coming up, whether it's when you're in the process of changing to a healthier lifestyle, healthier eating habits, or making some changes to follow your passion or follow a dream in your life, you will run into naysayers, critics. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to deal with those naysayers. And throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email, again, is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com, and my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. So if you do have a question, be sure to call or email or tweet while the guest is still here, so still on the phone, so that they can answer your question. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, Veteran First Sergeant Will Williams will join us, and we have lots more after that, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel. We'll be back after words from our sponsors.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day. Gravity.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
So while we're waiting for Will Williams to call in, he's a very busy guy, so sometimes he's a little bit late in the call. So we'll just wait for him. And meanwhile, I will talk about news for this program. every week I mention this, but really it's for real that we really are getting closer to getting our Roku station set up so that you can watch the interviews that I have done when the guest has been live in the studio. And we're about to get that going, and I will announce it here on the radio program when we actually have the show up on the air, and I will also announce it on my Facebook page. So if you go to that station, you'll be able to watch some of the interviews that we have done on this program since the beginning of the year, and those are the interviews where the guest has been here in Austin and live in the studio. So you can listen to it and you can watch it, and sometimes people really enjoy seeing the people speaking. I think you get a little bit more out of it that way. So anyway, we're going to take a break from that, and it looks like Will is joining us on the phone. So we're going to go directly to our friend, First Sergeant Will Williams, who has served over 21 years of military service, during which time he received 30 awards and ribbons. Since that time, has been involved in a variety of causes and organizations in the community. And he is joining us now to talk about the Round Rock Parade and some other things that he's involved with. So, Will, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Doc?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're busy with downtown Round Rock, setting up the parade right this minute.
Ah, I figured that. It must be hot out there. Drink a lot of water.
Well, we have been out here since 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot out here.
Yeah, hydrate.
Oh, but we had a couple of things going on at the same time, so time has really been flying by. We got tomorrow we got 100 soldiers coming from Fort Hood, and we're cooking for them, we're barbecue for them.
And oh, wow.
We have 300 pounds of meat that we're cooking at the same time that we're setting up for the parade.
So you're cooking for them now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right this minute.
Oh, wow.
Well, what we do, we cook for them, we put it in coolers, and then tomorrow morning at 4:30, we fire the grill back up and warm everything up. That way we don't have to wait for it to cook. And when the parade is over with, the soldiers get to sit down and eat.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
But it's a lot of food. We have about four smokers going at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is the parade route different from where it used to be?
Yes, ma'am. Well, last year, because of construction downtown, we had it at O'Sellers Park, which was a little inconvenient. But this year, we have a new Main Street, so we're going to show off our new Main Street.
And, oh.
Yes, ma'am. It's brand new. And we've already had more people to call in to ask about the parade this year than any year before. Last year, we had about 30,000 people. So this year we're going to have 30,000 plus.
Wow.
That's a lot of people in the water. We have about 400 cases of water that we're just going to hand out. So, I mean, it's just, it's been a busy day, and it's been a wonderful day, though. Everybody's been so nice. People have been riding by blowing out us while we were sitting up for the parade and stopping and bringing us water, and one lady even brought us lunch.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, we have a special occasion this year. We have a young man, I shouldn't call it an occasion. We have a young man, Brock Fleming. He's 7 years old, and he has brain cancer. And so this year, we have dedicated the whole parade to him and our policeman. We call it our Heroes Parade.
Oh, wow, so, very nice.
So we're asking all the kids, and myself included, I'm the oldest kid, I guess, we're all wearing Batman and Superman shirts tomorrow.
Oh, that's so cool.
And we're dedicating everything to Brock. And we have a special surprise for Brock. Brock wanted to be in the military. That was his dream. He loved soldiers. So we actually have soldiers. We actually have soldiers coming in from, whether they're already here, coming from Fort Bragg. We're going to enlist Brock, who's 7 years old, in the military. And we had a uniform made for him with his airborne wings on.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to present
sure
that to him.
He's going to be thrilled.
Oh, well, we hope so. We want this to be a day that is just going to make him so happy.
Yeah.
So we invite everybody to come down to Round Rock and see the ceremony of Brock, see our parade. We're kind of proud of our parade. It's one of the fastest-growing parades in Texas, and we're pretty proud of it.
So what time should people get there?
Well, the parade actually starts at 10, but Brock's ceremony will start at 9. And if you really want to get a good parking, you probably should be here around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We have a lot of parking. Now that we have a new Round Rock, we have a lot of parking. I mean, plenty of parking. And you don't have to pay.
Oh, that's great. So,
you don't have to pay.
It'll be easy, self-explanatory. People just go to Main Street in Round Rock and follow the signs?
Yes, ma'am. Just go to Main Street. Now, they're going to start closing down some of the streets at 7 o'clock, but you will still be able to maneuver around and find good parking spaces. After the parade is going to be over at 11:30. We're going to serve lunch for the soldiers at 12. Now, we have 100 soldiers and their families coming down, but we have prepared enough food for about 1,200 people. So what's going to happen if you would like to come and eat with a soldier, you can. You can sit down in the air conditioning and eat with a soldier. And we don't charge for the plate. We ask for a donation. And what happens with that money is we take that money and we buy Christmas for soldiers' families in Fort Hood that's struggling and can't afford Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we say that we have soldiers that can't afford Christmas, but it's true.
Yeah, that's a little, something's wrong with that picture.
Yes. Last year, we sponsored 354 Hood families, and there's something definitely wrong with that picture. And this year, I count this year so far, is a little over 400.
Wow.
So we're doing all these many fundraisers so we can make sure that the soldiers' kids can have a big Christmas.
Very nice. Very nice. So Will, is there a website where people can find out more details about the parade and
yes, ma'am.
What
yes,
they
ma'am.
Should expect?
If they go to the Round Rock website or go to Round Rock Recreation and Park and click on events, and it'll go directly to our parade and we'll tell you all about our parade, some of the parades in the past, some of the things that we've done in the past. We like to call our parade, our 4th of July, a Veterans Parade, because the 4th of July is all about patriotism. You know, this is about teaching kids what patriotism is. And, you know, giving back to our fellow man is part of patriotism.
It sure is.
And that's exactly what they will see tomorrow.
That's what America's about, right? Helping
each
other.
It is, mm-hmm. And I mean, if you really want to see people help each other, watch veterans working together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the veterans who suffer from PTSD, this is a way to help yourself. You know, get out and help others, and this is a way to help yourself.
So Will, speaking of that, what are some of the other things that people can get involved with? I know you're involved with so many things helping people, and what are some of those things that veterans and non-veterans even can get involved with?
Well, we have a new project going on. It's not a new project. It's a new project that I've been involved in, and it's the Freedom Flight. And what it is now, because we have either taken most of the World War II veterans, they have either passed. So now we have started with the Vietnam vets. So they leave mm-hmm. on a Friday, and they come back on a Sunday. And you can come out to the airport and just cheer them on. When they come back on Sundays, just come out and cheer. That's all you got to do. It don't cost anything. All you got to do is show up at the airport. And all these guys are in wheelchairs, and when we roll them through, just cheer for them. That's all we ask. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for food. Just clap your hands. That's all we ask.
And where can people find out about when those are happening and what airport?
They can go to freedomflight.com, mm-hmm. and it'll have all the airports and the dates when a Freedom Flight is going on. As a matter of fact, here in Austin in November, will be our first Freedom Flight for female veterans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so going to be just a complete flight for female veterans, and all you have to do is go to the website. If you're a female veteran, you would like to go, just go to the website, freedomflight.com, fill out the application, and send in your application, and you will get a response in 48 hours later.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
You don't have to be a Vietnam female. You don't have to be a Vietnam vet. Any female vet is going to be able to go on these flights.
Is welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Will, is there like a main website that you have that has a lot of the other activities that you're involved with to help
yes,
people?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, my website is finally up. I cannot believe it.
Oh, great.
It's finally up. It was up. I think they posted it last week, and it's sharethewill.org, and it just shows some of the things.
Sharethewill.org.
Yes, ma'am. And it just shows some of the things that we're involved with. I think because of the holidays, it didn't, but I think the calendar will be up in the next couple of days. And it's just a list of things that's going on that if you want to be involved with, you just join. There's a tab that you can just join, and the information mm-hmm. will be sent to you. I think you sign up with your email address, and information will be sent to you about what's going on in the next year.
Great. And for people that don't know, Will is involved in a lot of activities, helping children, veterans, lots
you know,
of people.
Even tomorrow at the parade, we have kids from School for the Blind that's going to be working at the parade. Because we don't believe because you have a disability that you're handicapped. If you have a disability, that just means that you find a way to overcome that disability. So that job tomorrow
right.
is to pass out cold water. So,
excellent.
I mean, it's their responsibility to keep it cold, to put ice on it, to hand it out. The only thing that we've done to assist them, we have a driver for their golf cart that'll drive the golf cart, but it's their responsibility to make sure that golf cart is full of water, make sure the cooler is nice and cold, and to make sure that
mm-hmm.
everybody that wants water receives water. That's their job. We hold them solely responsible for that.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know,
very nice.
We picked up 400 cases of water today. We picked
mm-hmm.
them. We went and picked them up. They formed a chain. They loaded those 400 cases of water. We don't use excuses for not doing something.
That's right. That's great.
You know, so it's just everything is working well.
It sounds it. It sounds it. Very exciting. One more thing, Will, before you go. I know
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Really busy, but before we go, very quickly, maybe you can fill people in on Heroes Night Out.
Oh, yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, Heroes Night Out is a major part of this thing. What Heroes Night Out is because we bought those 300 pounds of meat and it was so expensive, Heroes Night actually fund part of this. So, I mean, without Heroes Night Out, we would not be able to feed these veterans and do this fundraising. And in Heroes Night Out, we have a new thing at Heroes Night Out, Dr. K. We have called Drop and Give Me 10. And what it is, anybody can go on the website, Heroes Night Out, 10 push-ups, and I'll match your push-ups. And any push-ups that I cannot match, you do 10 sets. You do them in sets of 10. Any time that I cannot match your push-ups, I will pay you $10.
Wow.
So if you do 10 set, if you do 10 sets of 10, and I can't match your 10 sets of 10, I will pay your $10 for you. So it's called Drop and Give Me 10. So what happens is you drop, you do 10 push-ups, and you donate $10. And if I can't match your push-ups, and any board out there, any organization, no matter how many board members you have, they can do 10 push-ups each. As long as, you know, each person is doing 10 push-ups, I will match that board by myself. And if I can't, I will pay $10 for each board member that I can't match.
Wow, you really take it on a heavy load here.
Well, you know, sometimes it's if you want to get something done, we just have to pick it up and carry it.
That's right. So the next time I see you, your arms are going to be huge. All those
push-ups. Maybe I'll be in the hospital. Well, you know, I've already been challenged for about 220 push-ups, and we just started this. So it's really, really taking off, and it's fun. Because I've been challenged from the youngest to the oldest, and it's fun. We have so much fun with it. But now these push-ups have to be correct push-ups. They can't be just no head bobbing and anything. So you have to film yourself.
They have to be a real push-up.
Yes, ma'am. They have to be real military push-ups, and you film yourself, and you put it on Facebook. And we watch that film. We watch that film. And if you have done 10 correct push-ups, I will do 10 correct push-ups. And if I cannot match your 10 correct push-ups, I will pay you $10 for it.
Wow. So, and people can find out this by going to heroesnightout.org?
Yes, ma'am, heroesnightout.org. And they'll see it. And we just had a barbecue for Heroes Night Out, and we had 3,500 people to show up.
I know. That was amazing. I was there. It was fantastic.
3,500 people.
That's amazing.
That is really something. That is just showing what veterans can do when they work together.
That's right. That's right. Well, Will, I'm going to let you get back to the heat.
Okay.
Getting ready. Don't forget, hydrate.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm working on my suntan.
Okay. All right. Have fun tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am, I will. And y'all too, and everybody have a happy 4th.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we have another veteran on the line. Sam Rubenstein is going to join us, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcasts at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone from right here in Austin, we have another veteran, Sam Rubenstein, who also is very active in Heroes Night Out, as well as the Austin Post of the Jewish War Veterans. And Bam is joining us to talk about the Jewish War Veterans. Welcome, Bam.
Yes, ma'am.
Just to let you know, there's a slight delay when we talk like this.
Okay.
Okay. Happy 4th, even though it's the 3rd.
Oh, thank you. You too. I hope you have a very safe one.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Bam, before we talk about Jewish war veterans, why don't we talk a little bit about you? Can you give a quick background, about your background?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I joined the military in 1977. Back then, I thought I was going to have it easy because there was no war going on. Now it ended in 75, and I thought everything was going to be, you know, pretty easy, but it wasn't. It wasn't really easy. I was a firefighter. I was a firefighter medic when I was in the service. And I don't know, I did a lot of, well, my very first day on the job, I was baptized by fire, so to speak. The very first day I showed up with my duffel bag over my shoulder, I walked into my fire station, and as soon as I got there and said, Airman Rubenstein, reporting is ordered, the klaxons went on, and I was jumped into a bunker, and some bunker gear, and I was off on my first job, on my first fire. So my service was very intense. And because of it, I had some problems later on. After I got out of the service, some of the things started eating at me. And I'm sure Will told you the same thing, listening to Will earlier. Heroes Night Out has helped me a great deal. So that's why I want to give back.
Right, right. And you're very active in Heroes Night Out.
Yes, ma'am. If you've ever been to any of the dinners there, if you ate any of the food, I probably had something to do with cooking it. Well, that is if you liked it. If you didn't like it, then it wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a great place. And I feel honored that I am able to have my office there. And can see everything that's going on and get to know everyone.
Yes, ma'am. And we're glad to have you there, too. If you come by any day of the week, if you come by Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, anybody, you know, who's listening to your show, they'll probably see me. And if I'm not mistaken, Tuesdays and Thursdays, they'll probably see you, too.
That's right. That's right. So, Bam, why don't we talk a little bit about the Jewish War Veterans? And I know I mentioned to you that my dad was actually a member of Jewish War Veterans, having served in World War II. And but I never really knew that much about it. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the history of that organization and what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. The Jewish War Veterans is it absolutely is the oldest continued running veterans organization in the United States. It first formed in 1896 after the Spanish-American War. Originally, it was set up to fight anti-Semitism in the armed forces and in the general public. Its secondary mission was to prove that Jews do proudly serve and fight in the U.S. Armed Forces. Right now, the JWV has over 100 years of service, the oldest continuously operating VSO, and actually they have a congressional charter. What is a congressional charter? So what is a congressional charter? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
What does that mean?
All right, what that means is that Congress passes a law to make, to state the mission, authority, and activity of a group. And the Jewish War Veterans is one of those groups that the Congress of the United States has passed a law surrounding what their mission, authority, and activity is. So the Jewish War Veterans, in actuality, cannot just willy-nilly decide what they want to do or not want to do or change or not want to change. It has to be an act of Congress to do it. And we have that law on our side. So our mission, as stated on our website, is to preserve the Jewish American military legacy, to protect veterans' rights, and to spread Americanism, and to promote community. And we cannot change that. And actually, nobody can except Congress. Right. And the way our Congress works, it'll never get changed.
That sounds like a great mission. Why would anybody want to change it, right?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, absolutely. Some of the things that the JWV does on a regular basis, four times a year we send care packages to troops that are deployed. The four times a year that we do it coincide with Jewish holidays, you know, holiday seasons, like Passover, Hanukkah, Sukkot, and
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, that might be it, but that's really close to Sukkot, so I'm not sure if it is or not. But it's probably Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Hanukkah, and Pesach. And we get together and we make the care packages, all the things that deployed individuals, people in the United States military might need wherever they're deployed. Lots of toothbrushes go to the sandbox. Rags go to the jungle, things that you would need that you don't normally get or that you have to spend a lot of money on, the things that will make you more comfortable for them. Believe it or not, stuff like hand lotions and alcohol pads and things like that. But it's also a lot of Jewish stuff like macaroons and matzahs and things like that too.
Very nice. So it's for all the soldiers. You don't have to be Jewish to enjoy it, but it's a little bit of home for those Jewish soldiers out there, sounds like.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely, absolutely. But like you said, everybody enjoys it. We help all veterans. An example of that, just recently we purchased 10 wheelchairs for the Austin VA clinic. Their wheelchairs were disappearing, and they needed more wheelchairs, so we went and bought them a whole bunch of wheelchairs. We had asked the temple what they wanted to, you know, what they needed, and Temple said what they would like is DVD players and televisions in their waiting rooms. So our group got together and bought 10 DVD players and 20 televisions and put them throughout their waiting rooms at the VA Medical Center in Temple. So the stuff that we do doesn't just help Jewish veterans or Jewish warriors. We try to help all veterans, all organizations that might need a help.
Right.
Another thing we just did this last year, the Jewish War Veterans, our post 757, donated enough money for Heroes Night Out to buy 4 kayaks for their outdoor program.
Oh, very nice. So that's where those kayaks came from.
Yes, ma'am. Eventually, they're supposed to write on it, donated by the JWV. Things take time.
Very nice.
It's very nice that we're able to do things like that. And again, we don't care if you're Jewish. Our organization is here to help Americanism and veterans. So that's, you know, and community,
right,
which all of these things are, Heroes Night Out is like, that is community. So that's one of the places that we like to help out. We like to give. We feel real good about doing things for them too. And again, like you know, the veterans organizations. If I'm not mistaken, there's now a new popcorn making machine at the VA outpatient clinic in Austin that we've donated because they said their old popcorn machine wasn't working.
Well, that's important.
Popcorn's always important.
That's right. So if people want to get involved and be part of Jewish War Veterans, if there are Jewish War Veterans out there, what do they need to do?
Okay. Our group, JWV Post 757 Austin, meets the third Sunday of every month at the Jewish Community Center in Austin on Hart Lane. It's in Northwest Austin on Hart Lane at 10 a.m. In room 150. If you get through the gate, if the guards don't have any problem with letting you through the gate, you can come in or let us know ahead of time. You can always get a hold of me through Heroes Night Out, or they can get a hold of you and you can, send the torch, in my direction, and we'll make sure they get through we have an armed guard at the gate of the Jewish Community Center, and if he gets through the gate, then we can, they'll come in the front door, and I can meet them, and they can come in, and like I said, it's the third Sunday of every month at 10 a.m., and usually we go over business, what are we going to do, what are we doing, what's our deal, but, we started to say what I am. My position with the Jewish War Veterans, I'm the junior vice commander of this post.
Okay.
I'm the Jewish vice commander. My job is to get speakers each month. And now you've opened up a door because now I'm going to ask you to be one of my speakers at our meeting 1 month in the near future. So that's what
Absolutely.
My job is. I get speakers. I get speakers to come to our meetings. And that's what the junior vice commander does. Now, because of all the free time that I have, being the junior vice commander for the Jewish War Veterans and all the stuff that I do over at Heroes Night Out, I don't want to make it sound like I don't do anything, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm a big deal there, because neither of those things are true. I help out whenever possible. I show up and I do whatever it is that Wes and Judy needs doing, I'm happy to do. That place has helped me like you wouldn't believe, so I have absolutely no problem giving back. But when I'm not there and I'm not doing something for the Jewish War Veterans, just a little bit about me on a personal level is, and you might think I'm crazy, which I probably am, because nobody's ever accused me of being normal, is that I rescue caiman.
Which are a type of alligators, right?
The crocodiles, yes, ma'am.
Crocodiles.
They're the third most aggressive crocodilian species behind the saltwater croc and the Nile croc. And it started by accident, but it's one of those things where, everyone loves cats and dogs, and if there's a hurt cat or a hurt dog, they go, oh, I'll take him in. But when there's something wrong with a caiman, people don't say that. They say,
shoot
it and kill it like a snake. a caiman is the type of animal that will never go and fetch your sneakers for you. It won't go down to the end of the driveway to pick up the newspaper and bring it back. And you're not going to let the guy lay on your chest while you watch some television.
Right.
So people are crazy about them.
I understand you wrote a book about this.
Yes, ma'am. The Spectacled Caiman, My Experience, Your Resource. It's available on Amazon.com, as a matter of fact. And if you have Kindle, I think the book is free.
Oh, wow.
But it's mostly about Spectacled Caiman, which is my specialty. But over the years, I've gotten into a little bit of other types of reptiles. My wife Terry and I used to also save a couple of snakes once in a while, an iguana. But 14 stitches, we decided that we're going to stick with Cayman because it's so much safer. Wait, did I really say that?
Okay. So Bam, do you have a website about this?
Yes, ma'am. CaymanHunter.com. Cayman, C-A-I-M-A-N. Hunter, just like shoot'em up.com.
All right. And if people want to find out more about the Jewish war veterans, either here in Austin or anywhere else in the country, is there a website for that?
Absolutely. JWV.org.
Okay.
Now,
again,
if you want to reach, if they want to ask me anything personal, they don't want to wait for the corporate to get back to them, if they don't want to come by Heroes Night Out on a Tuesday or Thursday, to stop by and say hello, or they're too busy, they got other things going on, they can email me, bam@caymanhunter.com, or I'm sure if you don't mind, they can probably email you or get a hold of you through your show, and you can send them my way. I'd be happy to talk to them. Now, I don't
Absolutely.
Do a lot of snakes anymore, but I do have a friend, Dave Jensen, who deals exclusively with snakes, and actually almost exclusively with rattlesnakes. I think he's lost his mind, but that's, you know, again, nobody's ever accused him of being normal either. So, you know, if you do have a question about snakes, I can turn you on. I can turn them on to Dave Jensen. If you have a question about Cayman, the answer's probably in my book. But we're supposed to be talking about Jewish war veterans, so let's if anyone has any questions about Judaism, war veterans, Jewish war veterans, I'll be happy to answer any questions they might have.
Thank you. And I'm going to post all of that on my web post about this show later tonight, so they'll have all the contact information right there.
So,
Bam, I want to thank you for coming on to this program this evening and wish you again a happy 4th and be safe and drink a lot of water if you're outside tomorrow. It's going to be hot.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I do appreciate it. It's my pleasure to do it. I always feel that it's an honor, a privilege to be able to talk about the great things that the organizations that I belong to actually do for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of the organizations, the people that work there, and that's HNO as well as JWV. I'm really proud of them. I can't say enough.
Great. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk about my talk for JWV, I'd be happy to do it. So.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
all right,
you have a good evening.
Great walk and be safe.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Stick around. We're going to take a brief break, and after we come back, I'm going to talk about dealing with the naysayers, and then we'll have music by Shannon Ray. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel on your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about dealing with the naysayers, as I said, but let me finish telling you the news about this program. As I said, Roku, we're almost ready to get that going, and I will tell you how and when you can access it on this show and on Facebook. Also, my last Huffington Post blog was published about 2 weeks ago, and you can check that out on my website or on my Facebook page. The links will be there. Blog is about the small steps needed to make life-saving changes to your diet. And they'll stay tuned because the next one will be hitting the presses in late July. So just check it out on my Facebook page. You'll find out when that's published. All right. So I'm going to talk about surviving and dealing with naysayers. So I wrote a blog a couple of months ago called Surviving and Forgiving the Critics. And in my blog, I talked about those critics who might consist of some of our closest relationships. And, you know, very often when we take a new path in our life, we make changes in our life to be healthier, like I wrote about in that food blog that was just published, or we take a path toward our dreams, our passion. We decide that this is what we really want to do with our lives, where we just stick our toe in the water to check it out, and we start doing that, start moving towards our dreams slowly, or plunge right in. However we do it, whenever we do that, it seems that it is inevitable. It's inevitable that we're going to run into some criticism. And again, that criticism might be from some of our closest relationships, our family, our friends. Quentin Venny, the speaker and wellness coach and writer, has been on this program several times, and he is going to be on the program once again next Sunday. And in one of his previous appearances on the program, we spoke about making the choice to do what we love rather than to do what we think we're supposed to do or what will lead to what most people view as, quote, success. And Quentin said, I like to wake up every morning and be glad that I'm making a difference and love what I'm doing every single day. I know a lot of people who go to work every day and make a lot of money but hate their job. Are they successful? I would rather get paid less to do what I love than get paid more to do what I hate. So, you know, if you do follow this path toward your truth, and perhaps when you do that, you might make some financial sacrifices along the way. Maybe you don't take the higher paying, high stress job that takes you away from having the time to do what you really want to do and to start to turn that into something that brings in income for you at the same time. So you might take a job that gives you a little bit more freedom to do that. And when you do that, you might be stepping out of what Gay Hendrick calls the zone of excellence, your zone of excellence, in order to achieve your zone of genius. So in the zone of excellence, as Gay Hendrick puts it, you provide a steady supply of all things that family, friends, and organizations thrive on. So in the zone of excellence, you're doing something that you're very good at and other people really like your work and they like that you're doing that. The people that you work for or the people in your family who you're bringing in a lot of money for, people in your family who just like to see you having what most people consider to be success. Everybody feels comfortable, but you feel like there is more that you want to do. There's something that you really, that will really make your heart sing if you do it. And that's your zone of genius. When you're in the flow and you're following your true calling and your heart is singing, you're in the zone of genius. And when you leave the zone of excellence to go through the zone, to go to the zone of genius, it seems like most people would be happy for you. They'd be thrilled for you. But we're more likely to find that those same family members, friends, and organizations are not all that happy with us making those changes. And, I spoke about this on my program before, and I talked about it I wrote about it in my last blog about changing your dietary habits, that even when it's something like your dream is to be healthy and you're trying these new ways of eating, just adding more plant-based foods and eating less meat and processed foods, even taking those steps, it's likely that you're going to encounter criticism, believe it or not. And as I wrote, I've run into that quite a bit, and it's kind of shocking that people are negative when you're ordering food at a restaurant or eating, talking about food that we were told to eat as children. Those green vegetables and broccoli and things like that, salad, that we were told to eat as children, and now people criticize us for making that, they might criticize us for making that a staple of our diet. And, maybe some people feel that our healthier choices are a silent critique of the things that they're eating that might not be that healthy, maybe steak and fries that they're eating. Or they fear our choices because of all the years that they have learned the wrong information, that they were told that eating a lot of meat was really important and healthy for us. But just know that whatever change you make, if you decide to change your diet to a healthier one or you decide to follow your path, there will be people who will not be supportive of your choices, and they will let you know of their disagreement. And one of the things that I wrote in that blog about following our path to a healthier diet is that sometimes we just have to develop thicker skin and just let those comments roll off of us and just keep calm and truck on, as they say. And in terms of diet, perhaps some of those naysayers will actually come around when they see that you're so healthy and ask you what you're doing so that they can follow in your footsteps. So how do we deal with these criticisms and verbal assault when they're more extreme than just questioning our eating habits, especially when they're coming from our friends, our families, our partners? Well, therapist and author of The 5 Things We Cannot Change, Dr. Dave Ricco, who was on the program last week, he talked about on this program and wrote about in his book that there are 5 absolute truths about life. And one of those absolute truths is that we cannot change is that people are not loving and loyal all the time. So even the most loving and loyal people are not loving and loyal all of the time, 100% of the time. And that applies to even our closest relationships. And Rico points out that once we accept this as true, then we won't be disappointed when it happens, when the people that are doing that are dear to us, or if they do something that's opposite, or say something that's opposite of loving, that we won't be, our reaction won't be as strong, that we can have a thicker skin about it and realize maybe they're doing it out of love, or maybe they're doing it out of their own fears or their own personal beliefs. And one tip Rico suggests for preventing some of the hurt feelings is to keep the focus on the disagreement, on the issue or the topic that's being discussed, rather than slinging personal attacks at each other. I think that's where things can go really wrong, when people start attacking each other personally rather than debating about the particular issue. And as he wrote, the choice in communication is between two approaches: adult problem solving with focus on the issue, or an ego competitive or defensive style with focus on winning, self-assertion, and not losing face. So the latter approach is more likely to lead to much more bitter feelings if we're very defensive and we feel like we have to prove that we're right. But no matter how hard we try to prevent it, there will be times that hurtful things are said. And as Quentin Vinnie stated on the program, I may not like what someone else is doing. I can't change them, but I can change how their actions affect me. So we can make the choice, as Don Miguel Ruiz suggests in his book, The Four Agreements, to not take anything personally. And as he wrote, nothing others do is because of you. What others say or do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. So realizing that it's not personal takes a big part of our negative reaction out, because we realize this has to do with that person's fears. Maybe they fear taking a step toward their own dreams, and when they see you doing that, it makes them feel fearful or jealous, or maybe they don't even realize that why they're feeling what they're feeling, but they're feeling really worried. So the other part of this is we also need to ask ourselves if we also become caught up in being right, that we start personally attacking the other person. If that's the case, we, as Dr. Rico pointed out when I brought up the idea last week that we're also not always loving and loyal, he stated, well, when we're not loving and loyal, then it's our job to make amends. And to, when we realize that we've done something to hurt another person, tell them that we're sorry. And forgiveness is another part of it. And, I understand that it's easier to say that we want to forgive someone than it is to actually put it into practice. It's pretty hard sometimes to give up resentment, but forgiveness is really necessary for ourselves. Anger and resentment burns up our own energy and makes us stuck. It makes it difficult for us to move towards our path and our dreams if we get stuck in that resentment when somebody makes a negative comment about it. And so the way to be able to get unstuck is to release that anger and forgive that person and understand that they're just acting out of their own fears. So finally, I really highly suggest that if you are dipping your toe into the water of following your passion, or dipping your toe into the water of moving towards a healthier lifestyle, that you avoid asking family members or friends for their opinions about your path and what you're doing, especially if it's something really important to you, unless those family members or friends have some expertise in the area that you're moving within, and or unless there's someone who you feel their opinion is very is very objective and that person is honest and they don't have their own agenda when they give their opinion, and you know that you can trust them. But, you know, otherwise, things might be said that are hurtful and that will cause you to second-guess yourself. So why ask for trouble? There's no need to ask somebody who's not an expert in this field that you're going into their opinion about it. And but I do, however, suggest that you seek the objective suggestions of someone who is an expert in that field. It might even be worth paying them for a consultation. The money might be a very worthy investment to help you to be more successful and efficient in reaching your goals. So, or you might seek the guidance of writers. So, you know, people who have written books about this issue who are experts. So, you know, for example, in the blog that I wrote about food, you might seek the guidance of these nutritional experts who have written several books about it, and use that for guidance and how to go about it, or do research online about it, looking for the latest scientific research about what are the best foods to eat. And if you're planning to go into another career, then you might seek the guidance of somebody who is in that career, who is an expert in that area, a mentor. That type of critique that you might get from those people can be extremely helpful. But going to your family and friends if they say something negative, it's going to hurt coming from a family or friend. And, you know, and they're not necessarily experts in these areas anyway. Of course, there will undoubtedly be unsolicited. Sometimes that will come from a place of caring because they don't want you to make a mistake, or they're fearful that you're giving something up that is more financially more financially sound, they believe, or they're stuck in a particular way of eating, for example. And sometimes it comes from the other person's own fears, like I said, or jealousy or other personal feelings that have nothing to do with your own path. That it's their dream that they see they're projecting on you. And I'll be honest in saying that I myself am not always good at dealing with unsolicited criticisms when they come my way. If I'm feeling strong and confident that day, if things have been going smoothly, then I'm more likely to be able to shrug it off and say, oh, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. However, if I have been running into some snags and I'm working on getting rid of my own self-doubt or second-guessing myself, then these comments can make these doubts worse. And I hope that if there are listeners out there who like to give their personal opinions, that you take heed, because sometimes giving this unsolicited advice, even in the guise of constructive criticism, can have a hurtful effect rather than being beneficial for the person that you're trying to help, who you think you're helping. And of course, either your friend or your family member is doing something that's dangerous or will lead to a very negative outcome and it's very obvious, then you would, of course, say something to try to help that person to correct the situation. And for the listener who's working at following your life's passion or changing to a healthier lifestyle, or even working at keeping negativity in your life to a minimum, trying to be around positive people and have a minimum amount of negativity in your environment, I suggest continuing to remind yourself that the unsolicited advice is only the opinion of the person who is giving it to you. And it's not necessarily a representation of the truth. And you know what they say about opinions. Everyone has one. And remember what Dr. Rico said in our discussion last week on this program about those five givens of life, one of those givens, again, is that people are not always loving and loyal, and we don't have control over another person's behavior. We can make the choice to remain loving and to not retaliate, as well as to let that person know that while you appreciate their desire to help you, you would appreciate it even more if they kept their opinions to themselves. And you'll do the same about the choices they make in their lives unless they ask you. So that's the other piece, being assertive and letting the person know that, you know, you would rather if they don't tell you every thought and every critique that they have of what you're doing, that it really isn't helpful. On that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a few commercials, and then we're going to play some of the music of the guest who is coming up next, musician Shannon Ray, who will be joining us from California in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. Available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
All right, and we are back. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Ears on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to the music of the musician who is joining us on the phone right now, Shannon Ray, and she's joining us from California. Good evening. Good afternoon,
Shannon. Hello, Dr. Mara. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thanks for playing that song. That's one of my faves on the album. But, you know, hey, I'm kind of partial to all of them, though.
Okay. So, you know, I understand that you know Steve Zipper and Sandra James. They've been on this program before.
Yes, I do. Yes, we're in a Crimes of Passion, the tribute to Pat Benatar together.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you're in that tribute band.
I am. I've been the backup singer in that band for about 3 years, and they've become best friends of mine. You know, Steve's like a brother to me. I'm always like, oh, Zipper. He's so funny.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
And Sandra, I always call Sandra my sister in song because we love to support each other in any way we can.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about your musical history.
So I've been pursuing music most of my life. I was pursuing music, and then I was also pursuing modeling, and I started doing both, and then modeling kind of took over because that was definitely paying the bills. And
mm-hmm.
I dabbled in a bunch of different projects. I got recruited to be in a three-girl group called Demi Monde with Saban Entertainment, and that kind of just, you know, things start out, then they fizzle. And then I got recruited into another three-girl group called Sweetwater Junction, and we were being trying to get the attention of Billy Ray Cyrus's manager at that time, and he wanted 100% of the marketing. And we were all three, you know, good-looking girls. I'm like, no, thank you. That's not going to happen for us. So the girls kicked me out of the band when I wouldn't sign the contract. So I just kept going and, you know, just dabble in attention, you know, a bunch of different things, and I got into this tribute band with Sandra and Steve, like we were talking about, and the keyboard player,
mm-hmm.
David Polich, he's a producer, and we played together for 2 years, and we never really talked about country music, because he's one of the band members that always goes home after the show. He didn't stick around, so finally he heard that I like to do country music, and he's like, come on over and let's record some of these demos I have. And then he started writing songs, and I started writing songs, and 14 songs later, we have an album.
Oh, that's great. So
yeah.
Is this your first album?
This is my debut album. I've had some EPs and stuff in the past, but this is my first 14-song debut album. And we signed with an indie label, Music Master Exchange, with Michael Vale Blum, who's worked with Madonna on Like a Prayer and Get Into the Groove, and Jessica Simpson and Kelly Clarkson and a lot of big names. So he mixed and mastered it and put it out on his label. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify, everywhere.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the album?
It's actually Shannon Ray.
Oh, okay. I like your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you performing your music these
days? Yes. Well, our first show will be at, our debut show will be at St. Rock in Hermosa Beach here in California. It's our release party and show on July 21st. And you can
mm-hmm.
get more information about that on Shannon Ray, R-A-E, shannonray.com.
Okay. Great. Great. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the song that we just played.
Oh, She's Driving?
Okay, that's on,
yeah.
That's on the CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave and I wrote that one together. It's a song about, I mean, what woman hasn't had circumstances that she just wants to run away from? So it's
mm-hmm.
about that. It's about getting away from something that you're not, you know, you just get in the car and you drive away and want to leave your problems behind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now we're going to play another song called Walk Away.
Yeah. Yes, and Walk Away is actually the first single, and it's about those dirty guys out there, those cheaters, you know, that not so good.
Mm.
But we also have a music video out on the website and out on YouTube for Walk Away, and it was directed by Shannon Wofford, and it's a really great video that was shot in La Jolla, California. I hope you can check that out, too.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we're gonna play that right now. Shannon
Perfect.
Ray, Walk Away.
Thank
All
you.
All right, don't go anywhere because we're gonna talk again.
Okay.
Nothing I don't know, because I found that message on your phone that they left home. And where were you last night? I ain't all by myself. I cannot wait to hear the same old story that you
for playing that. I love that song.
Yeah. So Shannon, so your debut concert is July 21st, your debut mm-hmm. performance. You have anything coming up after that that's on the schedule?
We have a lot of irons in the fire. We got some big country music festivals, some private parties, lots coming up. We're going to film this
okay.
This show and have lots coming up. So if you can just check the website
great.
For updates.
So
Yeah,
all
offers are pouring in, so I'm
website.
Kind of excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything will be
Great.
On the website. Mm-hmm.
Great. So you have a calendar there, videos.
Yes.
And music, CDs.
Yes. Yeah, you can purchase the music there. You can do everything at ShannonRay.com.
Everything.
It's
okay.
all Shannon all the time.
Okay, there you go. So that's ShannonRay.com, and I'm going to put that on my web post about the show.
Yes,
after this ends.
Yeah, the music's quite an eclectic mix. It's 14 songs, and it's, if you like, I always call it a mashup of like Sheryl Crow, Carrie Underwood, The Eagles, Linda Ronstadt. It's a little bit country, rock and roll, pop, bluegrass, with a little splash of sass.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. And
You're
and
welcome. Thank you so
sure
much
to...
for having me.
Yeah, and please be sure to send my regards to Zipper and Sandra.
I will do that. We're playing a big show tomorrow
okay.
in Moreno Valley, so I'll tell him.
Oh, great. Have a happy 4th.
And you as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we've come to the end of another program, and before we go, I'm going to let you know what's happening next week. Next Sunday, July the 10th, we'll be back at 5 p.m. Central Time, that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here in from Austin, Texas. And joining us once again from New York City, writer, speaker, wellness coach, yoga coach, and rock star of the mind-body wellness world, Quentin Benny, will be here to discuss how we can each transform our own lives to overcome obstacles, to achieve mind-body well-being, and more, specifically the benefits of exercise for mood and just moving our bodies and how that helps our mood. Also, jazz saxophone player Paul Klemperer will be back to join us, and we'll be playing some of his music. And also Laura Gelazunis will report in from the retirement paradise and more. So tune in to find out what more. And if you want to hear this evening's program again and read the information from this program and about upcoming shows, listen to previous shows, read my Huffington Post blog, then go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Will William, Bam Rubenstein, Shannon Ray, and of course, thank you, Art. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.